Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the crash in Kalamazoo County that left five bicyclists dead and four others seriously injured. The riders were all members of the Chain Gang, a group that organizes weekly rides in and around Kalamazoo. They were out on a rural road in Cooper Township, about 20 minutes into a ride, when a pickup truck crashed into the group. Sheila Jeske is one of the survivors. She recently described her injuries.
Both hips were dislocated, broken, both ankles broken, bad compound on the left. My knee, everyone has ACL injuries. I had ACL, PCL, lateral, collateral, posterior, lateral, so everything in my knee was creamed. Collapsed lung, broken ribs, staples in my head, sutures in my other knee, broken teeth.
And on top of all of that,
poison ivy.
The driver of the pickup truck, Charles Pickett Jr., is awaiting trial on charges including operating while intoxicated, causing death, and second-degree murder.
I'll let you get in front of me.
Tomorrow, the Chain Gang will host Finish the Ride, the latest cycling event to honor the victims. According to Michigan State Police statistics, that crash was one of nearly 2,000 involving motor vehicles and bikes last year. 38 bicyclists died on Michigan roadways in 2016. That's a 10-year high. Part of that is because people are just driving and biking more. With that in mind, Michigan Radio decided to examine bicycling and bike safety in our state. We asked for your thoughts on how to keep the roads safer and got a lot of them. Here's a sample of what cyclists had to say.
One of my biggest concerns being on the road is distracted driving.
Approach right-hand turns on red with caution. They don't look before they turn to see if there's a pedestrian or a bike around.
Fix the potholes so drivers aren't distracted, aren't trying to swerve out of the way to miss potholes.
Passing safety laws that give us more room on the road. I have kids and I want to be able to ride bikes and go home and be a mom to them.
And here are some of the responses we got from drivers.
Cyclists wear bright colored clothing and not ride at night without lights.
Why don't you expand the sidewalks for people for rollerblading, bicycles? The stupidest thing ever is putting them in the street.
Cyclists who sort of insist on going in the middle of the road, they have every right to do that, but it certainly makes it harder. If they do stay more towards the side, it makes it a little easier to get around them safely.
Bicyclists who break the law, as in they don't use the bike lanes, they don't do the hand signals for turning, they cross at red lights.
Eli Cooper spends a lot of time thinking about those kinds of concerns. Cooper is the transportation program manager for the city of Ann Arbor. He says most of them can be addressed by what he calls the five E's.
Those five E's include engineering, which would be making physical improvements, education, encouragement, enforcement, and evaluation. So we need to be vigilant and take notice of where issues are occurring, see what type of response is appropriate. Is it more information to drivers? Is it more information to cyclists? Is it enforcement because perhaps there could be a speeding concern in a particular area?
Through evaluation and engineering, Ann Arbor has established nearly 100 miles of dedicated bike lanes over the past decade or so. But Cooper says creating lanes isn't enough.
We've installed over 600 signs that indicate bicycle lane and share the road. The share the road is critically important. I remember getting complaints a lot about bicyclists that were put upon by motorists driving too close and saying some unkind things as they drove by. The learning curve is long. The population is wide.
And bicycling groups would like a wide berth. In 2015, Grand Rapids enacted Michigan's first ordinance requiring 5 feet of space when cars pass cyclists. Tom Tilma is the former director of the Greater Grand Rapids Bicycle Coalition. His company, Active City, works with communities and colleges trying to become more pedestrian and bicycle friendly. He says the passing ordinance is tough to enforce, but it's already made a noticeable difference in Grand Rapids.
So in some ways, it's an educational tool. You could even say that in some ways it's symbolic, but as the word gets out, it does start to have an effect. I've definitely noticed drivers in the Grand Rapids area giving me a much wider berth than they used to.
Several other communities now have 5-foot safe passing ordinances too, including Kalamazoo, Portage, and Ann Arbor. Battle Creek passed a 3-foot requirement this year. Tilma sees that as progress.
Conditions for cycling in Michigan are much better than they were 5 or 6 years ago. There's no doubt about that. However, overall, Michigan would be more in the middle of the pack among the states.
In its latest annual report, the League of American Bicyclists ranks Michigan 18th among the 50 states for bicycle friendliness. Michigan gets low marks for infrastructure, funding, legislation, and enforcement. For example, there's no statewide passing law. And in the state that built the auto industry, change has come slowly for some of the many cities designed for cars without much thought given to bikes. But Michigan gets higher scores for programs, education, and encouragement. What's encouragement? Detroit's brand new bike sharing program is an example. More than 400 bikes are now available for rent in 10 neighborhoods. MOGO Detroit Bike Share Executive Director Lisa Nuskowski talked about the program at its launch last month.
We will be able to offer accessible options for seniors and people with disabilities, so including things like tricycles, tandem bikes, and hand cycles. So we'll really be able to reach a range of people and abilities.
Detroit streets were built when more people lived and worked there. That has helped the city carve out nearly 200 miles of bike lanes in recent years, including some cutting-edge protected lanes between curbs and parked cars. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recently set aside money to help Michigan keep its cyclists safe. That's the good news. The bad news is states only qualify for that money when 15% or more of their traffic deaths are pedestrians or bicyclists. And Ann Arbor Transportation Program Manager Eli Cooper says that kind of statistic is a reminder that the most important lesson about sharing the road is a basic one.
It really is about understanding to take turns, to share, to be a good citizen. Yes, folks in today's fast-paced world are pressed for time. It's just human nature. Some folks want what they want it now, and they can't always have it.
Our series, Sharing the Road, continues on Morning Edition tomorrow on the anniversary of last year's deadly crash in Kalamazoo County. Paul Gobble, one of the four people seriously injured, will share the story of how that day has affected his life since.
My next memory was where I was in the hospital. I was comfortable. Somehow I had a leg brace, a back brace, and a neck brace on, but that didn't seem to surprise me. Even at that point, that was a week after the crash, I didn't understand what had happened.
That's coming up tomorrow morning in part two of Sharing the Road. I'm Doug Tribou. You're listening to Michigan Radio.